This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, were you listening to the propaganda during the break? Were you listening to what you're conditioned to believe is news? And of course it is news, don't get me wrong. But do you realize that you listen to more news on a daily basis in this country concerning the crimes of those that are to represent we the people? Probably than any other country on the globe. We listen to politicians being found out for their crimes against the laws that they're to magnify. And what do? Well, they're told, just stonewall the questions. Just be selective with your answers. Just deny the allegations. It's interesting because all day long, me being on the side of the law, promoting the law, and by the grace of God, living out the law fulfilled by Christ, it's interesting to note that when I say something according to the law, for some reason or another, I'm guilty until proven innocent. And I'm okay that I'm guilty as long as I'm on the right side of the fence, right? But when you listen to the news in this country, America, do you not, are you so conditioned to just give it a pass? Every day, several times throughout the day, you listen to corrupt politicians being found out for their crimes against we the people. It's nothing more than an exhibition of their lawlessness. And I get to see this all day on the news networks across the United States of America, grassroots and otherwise. And we just heard another one. The American people have been conditioned to magnify the crimes rather than the law against the crime to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate. And you again, let me reiterate this point, you again are being conditioned and desensitized, you have been for decades in this country, to watch your said representatives tear down the law that they swore to uphold. And you hear all day long throughout the broadcast the crimes of another representative, the traitorous acts of another representative, infidelity, unfaithfulness, treason, murder, whatever the case is. You hear it all day long. And we're not talking about, folks, those that are constituents, we're talking about those that are supposed to represent the law and magnify the law, not to tear it down. But again, the exhibition is, the expose on American government on a daily basis is the impotency of a criminal government. That's what you're listening to all day long. And speaking of impotency, friends, concerning the purpose of government, which is to enforce the law against the crime, remember, to restrain men from sin, to make reference to God's moral law and enforce the rights, right, that we have, and ensuring our rights that God has bestowed upon us, and enforcing the law against the wrong, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteousness, and maintaining order. Folks, you are seeing just the exact opposite of the purpose of government in America on a daily basis. Exactly the opposite. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, last week we talked about 25 minutes, consecutive minutes, in Arizona, of someone capturing illegals crossing into America for 25 minutes straight. I don't know how long the video went. Maybe they could have kept it going for 24 hours, and it would have been consecutively visuals of illegals coming into America all 24 hours. I don't know. But today, again, we have extended border video captures more illegals passing through Cocaine Alley in Arizona. America, I just gotta ask you, when does it come to the point where you're ashamed concerning what you tolerate, what you attempt to justify? Where is that wall? And my faith is not in that wall. But where is that wall that was promised? Why are the borders completely wide open? Why am I talking about a second video now showing more illegals passing into the United States of America? Folks, I thought we were under attack. I mean, we knew right after September 11th, friends, as much as I can't stand the guy, he's a communist. He had some good points in Fahrenheit 9/11. Do you remember that? Fahrenheit 9/11 by Michael Moore. He had some good points. He blurted the truth out in his confusion. Friends, the devil does that too. But do you remember after September 11th, friends, the borders were completely wide open and Americans were under attack by their said representatives. And it's been the same ever since. But somehow or another, we got the right guy in the office, the White House, that says the right thing, but he doesn't do what he says he's going to do. I'm just, hey, just pointing out the facts, friends, like it or not. Take it how you want to take it. The truth be told, tell the truth and shame the devil, and that's what we're doing here. John 8:44, read it when you get a moment. But here I am, online. Extended border video captures more illegals passing through Cocaine Alley in Arizona. So you're being subdued through an incremental takeover, a siege, a slow takeover by illegals on the southern border, the northern border. You have Muslims coming in from the Middle East that are being lured in by your said representatives. There's no justice concerning we the people. They're committing, the said representatives, again, now talking of judges, actually voting in favor concerning their new precedents that they make in favor of foreign law rather than American law. And again, America's under attack today like it never has been since September 11th, and Americans still just haven't figured this out yet. But yet, I'm just telling you again, America, what's happening in your country today. Today. And it's an exhibition of what your government is not doing. Running antithetical to their very purpose. Countering their very purpose. Promoting lawlessness. Their sons and daughters of Belial, friends, period. And about the time the American people figure this out, they're going to have nothing left. And hopefully that's not the case. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to bleed this over, friends, into they would just sing louder in just a moment here. I want to continuously highlight some of the things that are taking place in your country today, again, to show you the impotency of a government that works antithetical towards its very purpose. And again, I'm not highlighting all of them. I'm highlighting, even if it was just one, that's enough for the American people to be up in arms concerning what's going on in their said government. Because again, it is a representation of we the people. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want you again to listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. Pro-life leaders urge HHS to stop buying aborted baby remains to create humanized mice. Oh, Bradley, that's just way out there. No, it's not. Not at all. This coming from Troy Newman. Troy Newman has more than 27 years of experience in leadership in pro-life ministry. Operation Rescue. Telling the American people this is what their said government is doing today. But again, you have a government that has given pass to the Planned Parenthood for committing crimes against humanity. That stand behind Planned Parenthood because it's blood money. It helps them further their political aspirations. But America, you know this, and business as usual for the criminals in office. Pro-life leaders urge HHS to stop buying aborted baby remains to create humanized mice. Or even this, friends, you can go online now and just buy baby parts, aborted baby parts. Because after all, the Supreme Court sanctioned it to be legal. And if you dare expose Planned Parenthood for their crimes against innocent babies, friends, then you know what? The DOJ will step in, Loretta Lynch, and they'll just bring a lawsuit against you. Oh, my goodness. Using the law against the law is not a good place to put yourself, my friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. John Kerry, traitor, just like that of John McCain, refuses to deny telling Iranian terror state to wait out Trump. Folks, don't be deceived. Don't play the fool. You're seeing the law enforced nowhere concerning draining the swamp. You're seeing the law being enforced nowhere concerning the Obamas, the Clintons. You're seeing the law enforced nowhere, friends. You're seeing them have a free hand to make more chaos as they feel free to do so. John Kerry refuses to deny telling Iranian terror state to wait out Donald Trump. It's all baloney. It's all diversion. If it wasn't, then where's the commander-in-chief, friends? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Feds discover more victims of Muslim doctors in Detroit female genital mutilation cases. FGM. Well, where's the law to be enforced? I mean, keep in mind, friends, you have the CIA control putting the mic up to the organizations that have Muslim Brotherhood ties in the United States of America at will. Every time they whisper something, the media is right there to put the mic up to their mouths. Excuse me. To what? Further advocates the Muslims having their way in a free hand in the United States of America. Friends, you know, the bottom line is I just want to kind of give you a little side note here. I have these communist organizations, subversive organizations that are working to tear down the United States of America. And what they do is they take my biblical quotes, and I'm glad that's what they use because it testifies against them. But it's interesting to note that they'll say what I say, and they'll use it in several cases in context, not realizing what they're doing, friends. And what they'll do is they'll sit there and say, can you believe Bradley Dean said this? No, wait a second. I want you to understand something. I'm standing here giving you the judge's words. And if you think for one moment you're going to spit against heaven and you're going to walk away from it without recompense, you've got another thing coming. Just remember I'm telling you this right now. Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. They're subversive to American government, yet they're given a free hand. Like that of the SPLC, like that of the ACLU, like that of other organizations that mean to tear away at the American Constitution and its Christian heritage at will. Well, where's the law enforcement concerning going back to this topic? Feds discover more victims of Muslim doctors in the Detroit female genital mutilation case. Well, what are they doing about it? The feds. Yeah. Who's the feds? Ask yourself the question, who's the feds? You know, we're taught that the FBI and the CIA, man, and law enforcement for the most part, man, they're the guys that we need to trust. We need to grow up and emulate them when we get older. And when you get older, you find out in that many cases, this is just the exact opposite. So it's funny that they would use their own, the fox in the chicken coop, namely the feds, as the one that we need to go to, but yet the feds over and over and over again have been proven to be corrupt from the inside out. But that's who we're supposed to go to, and that's who we're supposed to trust to do their job. Yet we can look at some of these federal agencies, friends, that have been given a pass to those that mean to destroy this country from the inside out. Again, go ahead, say what you will. Write it down, friends. America is under judgment. If I could sing the song like Moses did in the book of Exodus, I would. But you're in trouble. Bradley, can you just take it easy on us? It's Friday. No. I'm not going to take it easy on you because it's Friday. Because there's too many people, namely the innocent, that are suffering in the United States of America because those that are well-bodied and able do nothing about it. So hopefully that's what I'm speaking to. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Indiana Sheriff's Office makes backdoor deal with communist ACLU to stop detaining alleged illegal aliens. You just seen yesterday. You can't call them criminal aliens anymore. You can't call them illegal aliens anymore, according to that of Twitter. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I mean, these people are like those that are in the Titanic. as the ship goes down. They're walking around with shotguns in their hands, blowing holes in the base of the ship. Man, they're not trying to get the water out of the ship so the boat stays afloat. No, they're blowing holes in the bottom of the ship, friends, because they want it to go down quick. And these dummies, these useful Judases, friends, that are selling out, the very veterans that fought, bled, and died, magnifying the laws that they're supposed to be, well, privileged to magnify against crime. They're making deals with the conspirators. They're making deals with the enemy. They're fraternizing with the enemy, friends. Selling you out. And again, make the distinction between sedition and dissent. Because the seditious are those that are in the agencies, friends. Those that are in office, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com showing you the impotency in the operation of those that are there to enforce the law doing the exact opposite. 7 New York Police Department cops arrested, dozens more investigated for running massive prostitution ring. That's nothing new. I remember back in my rock and roll days, friends, when I was doing everything I shouldn't be doing, I remember we would go out and hang out with friends at the parties at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. The Minneapolis Police Department would walk through with a couple of their friends, warning the girls to tell the drug dealers that they were under investigation. Nothing new here. Nothing at all. And again, we're talking about the few bad apples here. But that's firsthand experience as well. But it's their job to enforce the law, and yet they're the ones violating the law because there's money to be made. In other words, they sold their souls. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's another one. Immigrants cited in theft of 39 million Social Security numbers. Isn't it interesting how we're told that we need a Social Security number and we should get rid of the cash and we should get a card? And now there's fraud on the cards and now there's this. No, we need to go back to cash. And we need to be a free, liberated people once again under God. Because if we did it the way that our forefathers established the way that they did, we wouldn't have a problem with immigrants stealing away Social Security numbers, which are unconstitutional anyways. Okay? Well, you have to have a Social Security number to do... Well, who said that? To do this and that and the other thing. Who told you that? Man, many of these things that you're accustomed to today, America, were not in any sense of the word in operation back in the days of Grandpa and Grandma. So, man, we could have 5 shows on that, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslim migration and rape statistics in Europe are over the top. Over the top. I'm going to come right back, friends, and I'm going to highlight some more, showing you and giving you an exhibition of an impotent government that is not doing their job, but actually countering their very purposes, doing the job to destroy that which they're to preserve. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The governor of North Carolina says entire communities could be wiped out in his state. Florence continues to batter the Carolinas. More than 600,000 people without power right now. Loads of flooding in Morehead City and rescues underway in the town of New Bern, where some ignored the evacuation order and are now being rescued from attics and roofs. More than 1,000 flights canceled as well because of the dangerous wind. NOAA holds holding a briefing as Florence makes landfall earlier today.
At around 7:15 this morning, the center of Hurricane Florence made landfall at Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina.
As for how much water there will be?
Storm surge along the Carolina coast will continue into Saturday and in some areas Sunday night and into Monday morning.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You know what, folks, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to do something a little bit different than what I usually do. I'm going to talk about so they would just sing louder. We'll probably get to that tomorrow. But it's this important that you understand, because this goes line upon line, precept upon precept concerning what I'm talking about right now, countering its very purposes. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean one, for what it's worth. Yeah, for what it's worth. Can you believe that? What I said during the last segment, friends, Twitter's now saying illegal aliens and criminal aliens is impermissible. It's impermissible, friends. Where is the law to be enforced against Twitter? This is subversive to American government. They're advocating that which tears away at law. Well, when someone breaks the law, nobody can tell you that now it's arbitrary? Folks, that's dangerous. And by the way, that's European. And if you want to see how that works for a country, why don't you look to Europe? Because the judges judge according to what they think is the right thing to do concerning those particular cases. And it's not good. It's not good at all. Where is the law, America, to deal with Facebook? Where is the law to be enforced concerning, folks, YouTube and Google and censorship? Many are asking, where's the President of the United States of America in all of this? Right where he's supposed to be. Right where he's told he should be. Because, America, you have this thing in your mind that he is the leader, somehow, of the freest nation in the world. No, he's not. He's taking orders. You need to understand that. Remember Bill Clinton said back in the 90s, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. I have personally sat at a table and had lunch with a man, with him and my assistant, who used to be a part of Nixon's administration, who was also friends with Ronald Reagan, and Ronald Reagan told him how he desired to rid America of abortion. He said, but you know I can't do that. You need to understand, friends, that these are all players in the circus of politics. I was just thinking about that because of what's going on with Twitter right now. It's criminal, America. It's criminal. Until the American people pick up the Constitution and the Word of God, friends, and enforce it, nothing's going to change. Well, you want my message to change? It's not going to change until you change. Until you either accept the message or reject the message. And when you reject it, you do so to your own demise. Because if you say within yourself you're looking for the answer, I am constantly pointing my finger at the answer. And it always constantly comes back to the American people responding to the information that's given. And the reason people don't want to hear this message is because they are the responsible party. Because, America, you're the responsible party, not they. Not they. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to tell me who they is, you can give me a call. 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if you'd like to check out our YouTube page, please do. Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean YouTube. And again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make the others not the measure of our conduct. Why? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And there's a whole lot of this going on today. Now, this is what I want to highlight over the next two segments. Just this last week, NBC's transgender attacks myself and Alex Jones by, of course, playing the victim. What are you talking about, Bradley? Did you know that Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propaganda minister, said, "Let me control the media and I will turn any nation into a herd of pigs"? I want to say that again. Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, said, "Let me control the media, and I will turn any nation into a herd of pigs." Recently, I came across an article by NBC News calling out Alex Jones for having a long history of inflammatory anti-LGBTQ, speech. And sure enough, they had me in the mix of their propaganda hit piece. And it's a hit piece, friends. When I first saw the article, I knew exactly what I was dealing with, and the propaganda was written by none other than transgender and useful idiot Alexander Kakala. Read John 8:44. Now, friends, not that the corporate-owned media has any credibility, because they don't, but you'd think that they would know when enough is enough, but apparently not. Now, I want to go over to this transgender's, this useful idiot's, this propagandist for NBC, Alexander Kakala's profile, okay? And this is what he wrote on his profile. This is the guy that was attacking myself and Alex Jones. He said, "Writer by day, hairy-chested drag queen at night, deputy editor at Out Magazine." And then he's got pictures of himself with transgenders. Old men dressed up like women. Okay? It's about the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life. It truly is. Now, Andrew Kakala also had, and I thought this was interesting, but I knew it was going to be there, had links to several transgender sites. This is the guy that attacked me and Alex Jones through NBC. He had several links to transgender sites, as well as pictures posted with two men and a baby, okay? Sodomite teen links. He had sodomite teen links, friends. He had sodomite porn, homosexual pornography on his site, and pictures of transgenders putting makeup on children. Wow, man, isn't that interesting how the kids are always in the mix? Just like I've said since day one. Now, somehow this is permissible in this man's, along with NBC's propaganda, reprobate minds. Read Romans 1:24 through 32. "Yet, America, listen to me, and this is where I stand. The law in America says otherwise. to their abominable lifestyles. Read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and also read Jude 1 verse 7. Now, it's interesting because I highlighted this last week just in part. And this subversive organization working to tear away at American law and governments to hand it over to a bunch of communists because they don't realize they're the first ones that are going to be executed if and when it ever takes place, where the Iron Boot falls and a communist regime takes power, because that's what's at work behind these totalitarian methods today, aiming at you, America. But it was interesting that they used the very scriptures that I'm highlighting right now as if to suggest that, look at crazy Bradley making reference to scripture. But if you look at Jude 1, 7, for example, it says, Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. See, they don't keep it into context, and they don't understand that they're making mockery of their Creator's words, and it's not a good place to put themselves. It's just a fact. Now, going back to Alexander, he might lean to corruption in the courts and say it's no longer law, right? We're hearing this today. Well, Bradley, remember the Supreme Court, they overturned sodomy laws in the United States of America, whereas they used to be a felony in every given state. No longer are they. Let me tell you something, friends. God's law is never going to be made null and void or nullified by man's law. Never. Never. He can go ahead and try to do that through policy, but I'll tell you what, it's very temporary. Because he will get a response, and so will those that accept it. Now, I just highlighted the fact that somehow this is permissible in this man's and NBC's propaganda in their reprobate minds. Yet, I'm telling you, America, that law in America says otherwise because the God that gave us common law through the Mosaic Institution doesn't call homosexuality a sin. He calls it an abomination. And I'm telling you that this transgender propagandist for NBC might want to lean into the courts, the corruption of the courts, and say, well, it's no longer law. And I asked Mr. Kakala, who said that? He says, well, putting words into his mouth here, the Supreme Court did. Really? Do you mean the same Supreme Court that has been attempting to tear down America's Christian heritage for the last 60 years through unconstitutional and illegal oligarchies? That means where few rule over many. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. Slaves are made in such ways. Again, I've said this in the past, and I'll say it again. Before allowing the fences to be torn down, why don't you ask the question as to why they were put up? If you want to go ahead and open up your eyes, maybe now you understand what it looks like with the fences torn down. No longer are the homosexuals the victims, are they, friends? They never have been. Nope. They are on the attack, tearing away and perpetuating crimes against anybody and everybody that would dare stand against their lawlessness and their crimes against God and man. Now, many of the injustices that may have been referenced in an attempt to justify their abominable lifestyle, I do want people to understand that they should have been removed. Listen to me carefully. They should have been removed and indicted long ago for operating outside of their scope of authority. Read Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. And also keep in mind Judge William Blackstone. He was a founder along with John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu concerning English law, English common law in America. He said no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Of course, because therefore then it is not law if it doesn't conform to the law of God. We're going to come right back to this, friends. NBC's transgender attacks Bradley Dean and Alex Jones by playing the victim. And they always do. Bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle, friends. And let me tell you, every time you deal with these people, you'll understand very quickly as to what I'm talking about. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, talking about NBC's transgender, who just attacked Bradley Dean and Alex Jones by playing the victim once again. Keep in mind, the founder of Glesson said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. And I warned long ago, on the heels of the homosexuals, here comes the Muslims. And it's interesting that the homosexuals and the Muslims are now walking down the street holding signs together, talking about how they are the oppressed. How they're the victim, they're the victims of bullying. Nope. They don't have the shield. They have the spear, friends. They're attacking. Totalitarianism. Kevin Jennings said that, by the way. So let's go over to this real quick, and I got to cover it within the next 10 minutes. Final segment here, 1-866-582-9933. If Mr. Kakala is referring to the likes of Alina Kagan, now Mr. Kakala is the one that actually attacks myself and Alex Jones, by basically saying that we have a long history of inflammatory speech against the LGBTQ. Anti. No, no, no. I'm pro-family. I'm pro-life. And I'm about protecting our kids. Period. Okay? And I am pro-law. And our law states otherwise. No matter how much they want to counter law, it matters not. I'm going to tell you what the law says. It's a felony in every state in our union, America. And it still is. Okay? And there's a reason those laws are put up against such people like this, because, you know, there's an old saying back in the 70s concerning homosexuals and sodomites and lesbians and transgenders. Folks, wow. I mean, craziness, right? But it used to be common to call these people backwards. It's exactly what they are. They're backwards. And that is the definition of reprobate. They don't have the ability to discern right from wrong. They're living by their own evil inclinations. And it doesn't excuse their choices, friends, let me tell you, Deuteronomy 30:19. But the fact of the matter is they make the choice to do the things that they do, and they are going to be accountable. For it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. But I got to get to this, and I want you to listen carefully. If we go to every state in the United States of America, and we read off the preamble, it starts off acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave the law, and his law clearly, friends, clearly condemns these people that advocate what they do. Exodus 20. Furthermore, if Mr. Kakala is referring to the likes of Alina Kagan, for many that didn't know, I'm about to unveil and uncover Alina Kagan for you, who was merely placed as a Supreme Court justice for one reason and one reason only, and that was to advocate on the behalf of other sodomites that are being used as a political battering ram to upend American godly constitution, in which we know to give way to Sharia law. Well then, by all means, let's tell Americans a little history of Alina Kagan. Okay? Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. Contrary to Harvard's founding mottos for Christ and the church and for the glory of Christ, Kagan is known for queerifying Harvard. And yes, also keep in mind, she was affirmed and confirmed by both sides that you accept as your representatives, the Democrats and Republicans. Okay? And they had to push her through real quick because they didn't want anybody catching on to why she was being placed there. Now, during her tenure, she did the following. Kagan, who now sits as a Supreme Court justice, was hired and hired on former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach, listen carefully, queer legal theory. Oxymoron, friends, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of, listen carefully, minors. Minors. Keep in mind, folks, they're, you know, Kevin Jennings, the safe schools are under criminal Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite. It's interesting to note that he appointed Kevin Jennings as the safe schools are. His icon was Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. And it's interesting to note that their slogan during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. As if you didn't know that, America. Kagan also hired on other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses, as well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. Did you know that Kagan also viciously attacked our military in opposition to, listen to the words and name, don't ask, don't tell, even banning military recruiters from coming onto campus there at Harvard? Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, and even after losing a legal campaign to show you that these people are lawless, the very pith and marrow of these people, folks, is that they are war, and they are at war with God. That's a war they're going to lose if they don't convert and repent. After losing her legal campaign, she encouraged students to continue protesting our military. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spear and to spew gender confusion among students on campus. Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life, yet Obama, unqualified for office himself, saw fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench, and just in time for the court to reveal homosexual marriage. Did anybody pay attention to that? Of course not. Of course not. Because to you, in your carnal reprobate minds, there's nothing wrong with it. Oh, there's everything wrong with it. Nature teaches you that. Now, what I want you to think about is NBC's transgender, Alexander Kakala, and propagandist, okay, who's on the wrong side of the law, And he wants to tell you who is persecuting them by acting out in an illegal and inflammatory fashion. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. I mean, folks, this is like a guy robbing a bank, okay, committing a crime. Doesn't matter what the crime is. Let's just use that for an example, a parable. He's robbing a bank. The cops come in. The bank robber doesn't like it. He said it's discriminatory that the cop is arresting him and actually prosecuting him for the laws that he broke. Well, that's all I'm doing is playing the part of the cop in America, friends, and making reference to the laws that men fought, bled, and died, magnifying against the crimes that you, America, are tolerating today. Okay? I just want to make clear of that. And I don't care if he's a bank robber, if he's a murderer, if he's unfaithful. Folks, there's so many things that you think are the norm today that yet if you would take time to look in the law books, you would find out that they're illegal. Especially what you're seeing corrupt politicians doing. Especially what you see happening in the pulpits of America today. Especially what the media, the CIA-controlled media, is promulgating. Oh my goodness, friends. You think it's freedom of this and freedom of that? You are sadly mistaken. You mistake liberty for licentiousness. However, the fact that Andrew Kakala, along with NBC, are in fact, for the record, transgressing American law. And yet, he puts out there like Bradley Dean and Alex Jones are inflammatory against the LGBTQ, AFWXYZ, whatever's next. Because there's going to be a next if you don't put your foot down on it, America. When you're dealing with lawless people, there's no parameters until at length they destroy themselves, whoever they may be, whatever group of people they may be. NBC and Mr. Andrew Kakala are transgressing American law, but they want to report to you how they're the victims. And I want to tell you what they're the victims of. They're the victims of American law that keeps us free and safe, America. Now, according to Adolf Hitler's propagandist, Joseph Goebbels, remember, he said if he had control of the media, he would turn any nation into a herd of pigs. Now, it's true that pigs beget other pigs as they unify and filling up on the mire. Yet, these need to come to the realization that not everyone is filling up with their media-fed mire now, are they? No. And see, the great stumbling block and the great rock of offense is the Christ that we serve, and we preach his word regardless if you like it or not. And I don't say that insincerely. I say that, friends, on an offensive manner in dealing with an enemy that means to steal away everything that you have got. And I hope fellow soldiers out there, as Paul called us, have ears to hear and eyes to see, and we can come together, one nation under God, and rid our land of those that are an offense and a snare unto us, because we will no longer accept that which enslaves us and our future prosperity to the crimes that they want to commit. And the way they do this, friends, is they use sophistry, they want to normalize it, and they incrementally work hand in glove in an alliance that will, at the end of the day, be disannulled. You can rest assured. But let's do it while we have the time to do it, friends. We can see it. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.